her fall. You may.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
I was just calling. I just did a little order, but I kind of changed my mind about it. Is there any way I can cancel it?
Yes, ma'am. What did you order?
I think it was like a smartwatch or something like that.
Okay, can I start with getting that zip code?
It's 35215.
That first and last name?
Kaylin Johnson. K-A-Y-L-Y-N Johnson.
Can you verify the address for security reasons?
1621 Dunhill Drive.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for that information. I knew you were from Alabama. It sounded like one of us.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Kaylin, so I do have your account pulled up. You said you wanted to cancel this?
Yeah, because I saw after that it was supposed to be like a $54 monthly thing, and I didn't know nothing about that till after I read it, and I don't want to pay anything monthly for $54. I didn't sign up for that, so.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. Let's see. I got you canceled. Just let me get the refund put in for you.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Kaylin, I got you canceled and refunded that shipping and handling charge.
Okay, and will it be canceled? It was something monthly, so I won't be charged anything monthly?
No, ma'am.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. Will I get like an email or something saying it was canceled?
No, ma'am. I can provide you with a cancellation number if you want it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that's C as in cancel. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
258.
Mm-hmm.
847.
Mm-hmm.
570.
Okay. Thank you. It's 258-847-570.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.